Maritime industry must deliver on emissions reduction. The International Maritime Organization's IMO Net Zero Ambitions and 2030/2050 targets have become a benchmark for the global shipping industry. However, despite the sector's commitment to these goals, there is a growing disparity between rhetoric and reality. Many shipowners and operators are still clinging to outdated concepts and technologies, which are hindering their ability to reduce emissions effectively. The traditional metric used to measure ship efficiency, fuel cost per ton mile, is becoming obsolete. The true efficiency of a ship now encompasses multiple parameters, including fuel cost, emissions from the stack, life cycle emissions, real-time carbon transparency, and social and regulatory requirements for navigating relationships with ports, financial institutions, and cargo owners. At ADIRCO, we are witnessing this transformation firsthand. Just 5 years ago, operators were primarily focused on fuel savings. Today, they demand proven emissions reduction solutions, compatibility with future fuels, and verifiable contributions to environmental, social, and governance, ESG, performance. The industry is still stuck in a single fuel mindset, which is leading to a lack of progress in reducing emissions. Shipowners need to accept that the future is multi-fuel and plan accordingly, ensuring a high degree of flexibility when assessing their options. However, investing in a specific fuel without considering the availability of portside infrastructure can be a costly mistake. The truth is, green methanol, bio-LNG, and ammonia are still years behind schedule, even at major ports that drive global trade. Shipowners should lean towards investments into dual-fuel configurations where commercially viable. Operational optimization remains the most actionable lever for reducing emissions today. From engine condition management and real-time fuel consumption monitoring to efficient voyage planning, there are numerous practical solutions that can be implemented immediately without waiting for new fuel infrastructure to catch up. The application of high-performance anti-fouling coatings, wind-assisted propulsion systems, and underwater turbines are now part of the conversation. These solutions may seem simple, but they can have a significant impact on reducing emissions when implemented correctly. Various practical and complementary solutions can be implemented immediately without waiting for new fuel infrastructure to catch up. The industry needs to adopt a more holistic approach to reducing emissions, one that prioritizes data transparency and measurable action. The maritime industry must deliver on its promise of reducing emissions if it is to meet the IMO's net zero ambitions. This requires a fundamental shift in how we think about ship efficiency and the role of technology in reducing emissions. Ultimately, the future of sustainable shipping depends on the industry's ability to work together and adopt a more forward-thinking approach to reducing emissions. By prioritizing data transparency, measurable action, and operational optimization, the maritime industry can make a meaningful contribution to a more sustainable future.